We've been doing some of these short episodes about albums that we find comforting during this quarantine. So my first entry is going to be My Chemical Romance's epic rock opera, The Black Parade. This is a concept record telling the story of the death and afterlife of its main character, the patient. I feel like there is an unfortunate tendency to write My Chemical Romance off as just another emo band, but there's an incredible breadth and depth of styles and talent and content present within their discography, and much of it is on display in this record. The opening track, The End, pivots back and forth between a Bob Dylan-esque acoustic section. Now come on, come all to this tragic affair. Wipe off that makeup, what's in is despair. So throw on the black dress, mix in with the lot. And a bombastic swinging chorus, which brings the band Queen to mind. We then move along to Dead with its bouncy pop punk energy. Then we have This Is How I Disappear, which is an aggressive, dancey track. Which shows some metal grit in its bridge. The Sharpest Lines gives us some dancey punk. And a driving, catchy chorus. The big hit, Welcome to the Black Parade, hits us with a dramatic and patient intro. A Queen-style guitar solo. A pop punk verse. A soaring chorus. And a big key change. I Don't Love You is a high energy ballad with some hints of early Smashing Pumpkins. Then we take a hard turn into House of Wolves, which has a punk aesthetic, but is very much a swing song, a la Stray Cats. We then have a sophisticated piano ballad, Cancer, with lovely chord substitutions and string sections. It's just a We then get nice and weird with Mama, a bit of a klezmer show tune. Mama, we all go to hell. Which drops into a driving rock chorus. When we go, don't blame her. Yeah. We'll let the fire just fade. And a dramatic borderline metal bridge. An unexpected 6/8 outro. which then gives way to a concertina and violin arrangement to end the song, in keeping with the klezmer theme. We are then treated to the dark, precise rock ballad, Sleep, with its odd and engaging chord choices. Then we have Teenagers, a poppy blues single. Abrasive, energetic, and insurmountably catchy. Then we are along for the ride as Disenchanted grows from a whisper. When I was there on the day they sold the cards for the queen, and when the lights all went out, we watched our lives on the screen, to a shout. And we land finally on Famous Last Words, a truly perfect piece of anthemic rock. Then to top it all off, we're treated to a bonus track in the vintage show tune tones of Blood. Well, they encourage your complete cooperation. Send your roses when they think you need to smile. I am not being hyperbolic when I say that this is one of the most important rock records of its era. It could feel utterly pretentious, but it makes no apologies and holds unwaveringly to its dramatic intentions. There is a reckless theatricality and earnestness that makes this record incredibly easy to connect to, even across different cultures and age groups. There is a wonderful episode of NPR's All Songs Considered podcast, which we'll link in the show notes, where a group of African-American writers sit down and talk about what this record means to them and about the nuances of connecting to a quote-unquote white band through the black lens. I mention this to convey just how wide the cultural reach of this record was. Now, you may wonder why I would examine an album about death as a source of comfort, and the truth is that it's not really about death. It is a celebration and reflection on life, with all of its ups and downs. With an unstoppable dramatic flair, this record paints a picture of a character's life, rich with detail and emotion. Lead singer Gerard Way is constantly singing his damn guts out with a perfect blend of control and chaos. The guitars regularly dive into joyous, acrobatic melodies. And as for the content, this album is at its best when it's hopeful, which is surprisingly often. Welcome to the Black Parade is about solidarity, rebuilding, and carrying on. And the iconic chorus of Famous Last Words is a call to keep on living and to press on. For me, this album is perfect in times like these because it is important to acknowledge the darkness of the world, but even more important to hold on to hope and to keep moving. Now, go listen to this record or any other one that makes you happy. Stay inside, wash your hands, and talk to your loved ones.